And, hey, per my watch, I have 6:30. It's July 11th, Wednesday. I will call the judiciary and law meeting to order. Supervisor present, Supervisor Frederick, Supervisor Johnson. Supervisor Johnson, Supervisor Montemaro. Not present, Supervisor Noble, Supervisor Arrington. With that, at 6:31, citizens' comments. If there's any citizens' comments, please come forward. You have 3 minutes to speak. State your name and address for the record. Citizens' comments. Citizens' comments. Seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. 6:32, I will move to supervisors' comments. Any supervisors have any comments at this time, please?
Just want to let you know that Using Governance fosters at a program at MSOE and let me know through email. I did not hear from the other Using Governance. I don't know if she may be attending or not.
Okay. Let the record show Supervisor Lobos here. Any other supervisor comments? Does Supervisor Noble have any comments at all? No. Okay, moving on. 6:32, Chairman comments. As we discussed prior to the meeting, I think next month's meeting we will put that on the agenda. I think we'll title it Review of Budget.
2012. This
year's budget. I almost information purposes, something like those facts.
For informational purposes?
Yeah. Well,
and can we also have someone from the, if maybe get a preview as well if they know something, invite Sheriff Beth?
Yeah, either Sheriff Beth or Captain Falduto.
Okay.
I think he, or
Chief Deputy. Deputy.
Yeah, Chief Deputy.
Chief.
Yeah, let's see. Let's get him here. So we can kind of get grasp on what's going on. I mean, it's going to be a tumultuous one. So,
okay.
Other than that, I don't have any other comments at this time. So I'll move on. 6:33. Approval of the minutes, June 13, 2012.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Frederick. Second by Supervisor Johnson. 6:34. Oh, yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 6:34, number six here. Moving on. Resolution from the County Exec and Judiciary Law Enforcement Committee. This resolution is to approve the appointment of Patrice Hall to serve on the Kenosha County Traffic and Safety Commission. She is the medical examiner.
Yeah.
She was here prior to the meeting. She got page that she's
off.
Yeah, off. I guess looking at somebody.
Yeah.
By the lake or something.
It. Yeah.
She apologized she couldn't be here. At this time, does any supervisors have any comments in regards to her appointment to serve on the Traffic and Safety Commission?
All my dealings with her have been outstanding, even though she's not here for questions. I say let's move it forward, and I'll make a motion to.
I was just going to say that, well, I actually agree. I went through her resume and her paperwork, and she seems well qualified. She's a medical examiner.
That's so right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be working with her in the next, so I like her. I don't have any bad things to say.
Right,
I actually was on the meeting last night and did interview her, and she has already attended two meetings. She's already contributed to two meetings. So the question I usually ask is do you know what, do you know when it meets? Are you able to meet? Because the very minimal that is expected is that you attend the meeting. She's definitely has already been attending, so. And so I normally I don't approve an appointment unless they show up for the interview, because but in this case she showed up and
she did.
Got called away, yeah. And she also showed up.
Yeah, not her.
Her last name was interviewed, so I would make the motion to approve based on last night's interview.
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Noble, second by Supervisor Montemaro to approve Patrice Hall to serve on the Kenosha County Safety Traffic Commission. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Number seven, moving on, it is 6:36. Resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Captain Ackar is here. Activity control license for Shadow Hill Ranch.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Shadow Hill Ranch is the grounds for Country Thunder. It's better known as that. The Shadow Hill Ranch holds a Class B liquor license and also the cabaret. So any activities that go on the grounds, they need to the license needs to be run through them. The activity control that for this resolution is for an event last year that was called Rock the Ranch. It's been renamed this year to the Will Rock Fest, but it's the same group that's putting it on. Debbie Crawford and Richard Bach are here from Shadow Hill Ranch. They're here to answer any questions that you might have, but the activity control, they've met all the criteria that they can, that they could so far, because Country Thunder is going on next week, so that's going to be on the grounds, and it's pretty much an exact thing what they were doing last year, and there were no issues last year. We had deputies on the ground from 9 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock the following morning, and there were minor issues, nothing major. Everything that was a cost to the county and the sheriff's department was reimbursed by the entertainment, is it BNM? FM Entertainment. They we sent them the bill, they sent us the check. So it's, I'm asking that the resolution passes. The only addition is they do have, when they applied, their Class B was due to expire on June 30th. They have got the new one. I've got a copy of it from the town of Randall. So they do have their Class B. And their cabaret doesn't expire till the end of July. The clerk's office already has the renewal for it. There's no reason why it won't be renewed as well.
Thank you. Any supervisors have any questions for Captain Ackar or
Supervisor Nelson? You just mentioned that the deputies were on site from 9 to 3 a.m. Wasn't it overnight last year?
No. It's a one-day festival.
Okay. I thought I read that that was the only difference, that it was not going to be this year.
The only difference is there's
from last year. From
no,
last year.
I think I put in there the only difference from Country Thunder. This isn't the
okay.
Event.
All right, maybe
no,
that's what I
no
read.
Camp.
Okay.
It just goes from one morning to the
to late at night. Okay. All right.
I have a question for the providers of Country Thunder. Do the bands stop at a certain time? Is 11, 12? Am I right on that?
Or midnight.
Midnight, correct?
From the headliners should be finished by midnight.
Okay. So then from that time to 3, it's basically just moving around.
The Little Rock has their own little stage.
Okay.
So there'll be a side stage with entertainment until like 1:30.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't end.
Okay.
Move to approve.
We had that last year as well.
Any other questions?
What kind of music?
Current new rock.
Nothing new.
Will rock.
Doug's going to be there.
Hey,
first
rock.
In line.
Nothing you and I like.
Yeah. Front row. I'm going to give you tickets front row.
Sorry, the image I just got was fun.
The Sheriff's Department will have a small command post out there. We're just going to bring a trailer out there for the deputies because we will have 8 most of the time, and then there's a small 2-hour overlap somewhere around 8 to 10 o'clock where we'll have 12 deputies out there.
Okay.
But we're basically staffing it with the same personnel that we had out there last year. That seemed to be sufficient.
And is the same personnel from Country Thunder? I mean, they know the grounds, they know this, that, no, or is it rotating?
No, it'll be the same guys.
Yeah. Okay. Any other question?
Is it set how big it can get? Are we so big, or is it? We don't know. Like, what if the crowd is bigger this year than last year?
Sure, open.
Well, here's the thing. You've got two rainstorms.
Our capacity is so high that, I mean, this being a newer event, we're not going to need that.
The 25,000.
It would be nice if we had 25,000.
Okay,
we
I'm just asking.
20,000 this year.
Okay.
Now, my next question, too, I mean, obviously, it's going to issue, it's going to propose itself next week at Country Thunder with everything being so dry. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. With this one-day event, there's no camping or anything like that, so I guess it's not really that big of an issue. I would think it'd be more of an issue next weekend.
The grounds are being watered.
Good. Any other questions? And the most approved by school.
Thunder.
We'll get it right next week.
Was there a motion?
It was Supervisor Johnson made a motion.
And I'll second it.
Second by Supervisor Trevor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. Thank you.
I think the three biggest rainfalls we had last year, two were at Country Thunder and one was at Rock Ranch. I'm serious.
So, we'll appreciate it this year.
Hey, I was going to say, it's a welcome thing.
Bring the rain.
I was going to say, can you start up music sooner because that way we can get the rain?
I said that the farmer should pay Country Thunder to move it up a couple weeks.
Yeah. Might get some rain, yeah.
Just don't change the name.
Thank you.
Who are the headliners?
Toby Keith is on Saturday. Blake Shelton's Saturday. Oh, I was Sunday, Saturday.
Oh, hold on. I look older, but I was actually talking about the rock thing, not the.
All right, I don't know any of them.
Royal Bliss will be there. Stereo Side, Blackstone Sherry. There's 20 bands.
Okay.
20 bands for $20.
20 bands, $20, 20 years. So,
where can you get tickets?
There's 17.
Hold on.
There's 17 bands announced right now. There's three more to be announced shortly. You can buy tickets online through universalticketing.com or by going to 95 Will.
I figured when you did Will, it was tied in with the station. So.
Yeah. And then I'll have tickets for sale at the ranch, and then they have a location somewhere in Kenosha as well where you can buy tickets.
You have like a location for county board supervisors?
Just for Dubs. Are they allowed to invite you? Just not allowed.
No.
So, but we would.
I forgot to put eyes. So.
I understand.
What's that? Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
I just forgot to.
Golf carts.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank
good
you.
Luck. Have a good day.
The sheriffs are staffed, assuming maximum capacity, right? I mean, they're not?
Maximum capacity is 25,000 for that. Even for Country Thunder, we don't have.
So where's Johnson?
1,000.
Oh.
If they get 25.
Yeah, I'm hearing that you're not.
And they're going to probably come closer this year than they ever have.
For Country, it sounds like good acts.
What's that?
For Country, it sounds like good acts.
They've got some, And all of you are welcome to come out. We've got a command post. I know some of you are relatively new. Have a nice command post set up out there. We'll be set up on Wednesday. And Wednesday early evening, the first personnel we have coming out there as far as patrolling are 8 o'clock at night. But I'll be out there with the command post getting that all set up by probably 2 or 3 o'clock. But if you want to see, I mean, if you've never been out there, it really is a sight to see.
I'm
afraid.
Can we pop up one thing that happened out there? Or
my son was there for 3 days.
Can we come? Because I've never actually seen. I've been in Country in the Hills, which is the duplicate concert out in West Virginia, but I've never seen Country Thunder. I'd like to see that while things are.
You see it from a different perspective. If you've come to the festival, that's a different perspective of what I'll show you out there because. Probably if you've come to the festival, you haven't seen the campgrounds, and that's where it's really, it's a sight to see because you've probably never seen so many campers in one area. I mean, it is huge. It's quite
I've been there. I know.
Impressive. Yeah. You've been on the campgrounds.
Yeah. It would probably remind me of the dead shows.
It's not as bad.
How do we get in there?
Just come to the command post. It's right on Highway O, 110th Street.
Well, we'll leave it if any supervisor's interested to get a hold of you.
Sure. I'll give you two numbers if you'd like. I'll give you one for the command post and one for my cell phone. If you want to come out, we'll give you a tour. I'll give you a ride around. My cell phone is 818-5132. And the command post is 818-7062.
7062?
Yeah. And somebody's there 24/7 after Wednesday at about 1 o'clock. Until Monday morning.
Okay. Thank you, Kev.
All right, thank you.
You're about
thank
you.
Thank you.
You want the numbers. I hope I was listening.
Moving on, we have number 8648. Any other business allowed by law? See none. 648, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Frederick, second by Supervisor Johnson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're good.
I think that's the quickest meeting I've ever been in.
This wasn't even worth the ride in.
Yeah.
Actually, I was right here by.
Oh.
I didn't.